it's a lot more eyes on the Falcons this weekend than it usually probably will because of the Cowboys
sure.
and their situation as far as playing for their season and the blank show that it is. I saw a clip this morning. You know, everybody got a podcast now and everything, and you got two players, prominent players on your team, basically pooping on your quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's I don't think they like the brother. I don't think they like the brother, but that's just my opinion on it. But I mean,
who are the players for?
You got Micah Parsons and Trayvon on Micah's part. List your five. At least say this. Well, Dak's our guy, so we're gonna put Dak in this.
Yeah,
you know, it's just. I mean, honestly, is everything I get it, but sometimes you gotta. You remember when Tyreek was like, Tua is the most accurate quarterback I ever played with. Now, we know that's not true.
But that's what you say.
That's what you say.
Because he's your guy.
Yeah, because he's your guy. And so, I mean, it's a whole bunch of mess going there and everything. And I just don't, you know, I mentioned yesterday their 32nd verse to run. No, I'm sorry, 32nd rushing team in football.
Right.
The 31st verse to run.
Yeah.
They're 30th in turnovers.
Yep.
So they're not a good football team. They're not a good football team. They have good players. Well, and they got players that can hurt you if you don't come with your A game. Dak's a very good quarterback, and they got to pressure him, Andy, because he's better than Baker. You didn't pressure Baker in 50 damn dropbacks. And so they got to figure out a way to get pressure on Dak and everything like that. But, yeah, I just think it's all more about, you know, the Falcons doing what they do offensively and defensively getting turnovers, maybe, because – I'm not going to sit here and say because we've been asking for a rush and asking for sacks and all those different things, that they're necessarily going to get that on Sunday.
Even they started talking about it differently this week.
Yes.
That's when you – look, we've known
yes.
and we know
yes.
and we've been talking about it. We've been honest about it. You know. It's not a secret. It's been going on for a long time. This is worse than it's ever been. Like, that's the craziest part of it. We've been talking about the Falcons' ineptitude at getting to the quarterback for years. This is the worst it's ever been. Like, we're 8 games in, they have 6 sacks. I mean, it's insane. But for them to start being honest, when a coach is honest about something his team can't do publicly, that's how you know it's bad.
Right.
Because coaches aren't honest about anything
Nothing
that their teams
all.
Can't do publicly. It's like
that,
we were just saying with guys and their quarterbacks. You lie. You say he's your guy. And that's why up until this week they were like, well, it's not always just about
this
sacking
is not,
the quarterback.
That was not a tongue-in-cheek moment for Raheem.
No.
That was not tongue-in-cheek.
We can't do it.
Yes. That was not tongue-in-cheek. I know he comes off and he's awesome and everything like that. Outgoing, charming, all those different things. All those good things about him. He was like, I know they're going to ask me this.
Yeah. Let me get
ahead of right now.
I don't know. Maybe saying it publicly will motivate these guys.
I don't know
if that's the final way to go about it. One thing that has been said repeatedly, and Jerry Gray was on the show with us yesterday, and he said it, no team that leads the league in sacks has ever won the Super Bowl.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Has a team that's ever been last in the league in sacks won the Super Bowl?
No.
So then who cares?
Yes.
Okay?
Exactly.
Like, let's not just make like
You're not going to win a Super Bowl without a pass rush.
Yeah. Argument to try to justify
not
this thing.
Not going to happen.
So, working under the assumption that it's probably going to be like that on Sunday, okay, well, let's talk about those turnovers, because that's the way that the Falcons' defense has been effective
yes.
this year. They've not been great, but they've been good, and they've been timely. The Falcons, I think, right now are dead even in terms of turnover
right.
ratio.
Right.
They've turned it over 10 times on offense, 7 interceptions, 3 fumbles. They've created 10 turnovers on defense, 7 interceptions, 3 fumbles.
Right.
Like it exactly mirrors each other. That can't be the case on Sunday. They need to not turn the ball over at all
right.
and take advantage of what they should be able to take advantage of on the ground in the run game. And then, again, timely turnovers. Those guys in the secondary. Jesse Bates has been awesome. A.J. Terrell's got 2 picks this year. Dude didn't have any picks for 3.5 seasons.
Yeah, I know.
He's got 2 picks this year. It's great. Let's add to it. And it sounds like Justin Simmons is okay as well. He was a full participant in practice yesterday.
So was Lindstrom. I think Lindstrom was out there. I don't know if he was limited or
he was
limited.
He was limited, okay. But he was out there.
Okay.
And Caden Ellis was also a full participant in practice yesterday.
Right.
So I don't know, and we'll find out probably as close to kickoff as possible on some of these guys. But it sounds like Justin Simmons and Caden Ellis are going to be okay.
Look, yeah.
Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, Drew Dahlman, Charlie Warner, these guys were limited yesterday, so we'll see. And then other injuries, J.D. Bertrand and Ruka Roro didn't practice. Unlikely that they're going to be able to go on Sunday, but again, we'll see. Dallas is more banged up than anybody.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, they're more banged up with their prominent players.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. And you're going to struggle when you don't have – I mean, you were struggling with them. But you take them off the field, and, I mean, you know, you just don't have that depth as far as talent, especially on the defensive side of the football when you're talking about Dallas. So, I mean, the Falcons should be able to get what they want in the run game. I think that's the thing about it. And we talked about it earlier this week. If you go back and watch the start of the 49ers game, I know the 49ers ended, you know, with over 200 yards rushing, but Dallas tried to come out with this new type kind of bear front against them because they knew San Fran was going to stop the run. I wouldn't be surprised if they did this. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw run blitzes and everything trying to, trying to bring more than the Falcons can bring on. I mean, can block on run plays. So I wouldn't be surprised if that. I wouldn't be surprised if Zim was just overly aggressive sometimes and just maybe giving up or allowing the big play, because they don't have a lot on that side of football, especially right in that front seven. They're good on the back end. We know Trayvon, he's one of the best corners, but he's susceptible to big plays,
yeah,
double moves, all those different things. And, you know, he's still working his way back from the ACL. And then you got Bland. I don't know if he's going to play or not, but he's working his first play time of the year. And we know what he did last year. So, I mean, they got problems on that defensive side of the ball. And then we talked about the offensive line, not very good.
Nope.
They can't run the damn football no matter who they give the ball to. They got some weapons. We know about CeeDee Lamb. We talked about him. And we know how good a quarterback Dak is if you allow him to be good. And allowing him to be good is not being able to pressure him. Or not even but move him off his spot. Do something. Make him a little uncomfortable. Because if you let him be comfortable, these guys are going to get open eventually.
Yeah, you're in for a long day if that's what it is. And it may be that, honestly. You said it yesterday, and you know, the more you think about it, the more I could envision it going that way with a high-scoring football game. Both offenses being able to do what they want and put points on the board. Maybe it's the first team to 30. That's what it's been
yep.
for the Falcons
yep.
the last month.
Yeah.
When they score 30, they win. They gave up 30 to the Seahawks and unfortunately only scored 14 that day. Turnovers bit them heavily in that football game, and they weren't able to win. So, all of that plays a factor on Sunday. Kind of fun. I had forgotten about this. We looked up the video before the show. Kirk Cousins and Zimmer have a history.
Yeah.
Obviously, Zimmer was the head coach in
yep.
Minnesota for
yep.
him for a number of years.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it or don't remember it, go on YouTube and watch their little dust-up yep. on the sideline from a couple years ago.
Yeah, man.
Kirk punched him in the chest.
Yeah, dog. I mean, it was
out of excitement.
No, Kirk was enthusiastic. No. Because the whole clip, it leads up to that
yeah,
part right there.
Yeah.
But no, that was not a good. That was not a good situation.
That had to be separated.
It had to be separated because Zim, at the end of the day, Zim was like, he was with his hand, you know.
Oh, yeah, he was ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready. Yeah, he was ready to go with Kurt and everything. But,
now he gets his chance.
Now he gets his opportunity to send his defense and everything. But, yeah, if they play bad, just like any time in this league, you can wind up losing a football game. And Dallas has enough capable players, especially on offense, to make it a long day. That's why when you said the over was 52 or something?
51.5.
I'd take the over.
Yeah.
I would definitely take the over because of these two defenses. That's
yeah.
why I would probably take the over.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So it's all about a lot of times it's like who can get a stop. You know, who can hold it? Who can hold the team to a field goal
or
instead of a touchdown or a turnover,
or
something like that? When you have talk about two porous defenses the way these are, it's like how can we steal a possession? As far as you know, like we said, not necessarily a touchdown. Okay, they got to the red zone. How do we prevent them from scoring this touchdown, selling for field goals? Because that's kind of a steal a possession, especially when you talk about how this Falcons offense can move up and down the field.